This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Apparently today we have a hostile takeover of children that's trying to happen.
Whoa.
Or at least that's what somebody's alleging in Great Make Debate.
Okay.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
We have Preston. We have Trish. And Preston won the toss today, so he gets to give his side first. Preston?
Yay.
What's going on?
My parents, just going to get to the chase, my parents aren't hurting for cash, and they've offered to put our kids through private school.
Whoa.
You know, me and my, they offered to pay for it, and, you know, I think it's a good idea. I went to private school as a kid, you know, it was pretty good, you know, like, it's a lot closer, the classrooms are smaller, you know, the teachers have, you know, a lot more time to focus on, you know, all the students versus, you know, public school. So,
and they're going to pay the whole thing.
They're fronting all, like I said, my parents are kind of loaded. So,
sweet,
you know, I figure it's, you know, why not? We can't afford it. Like, you know, so, I feel like it's a good idea. You know, and my parents are offering to pay for it. Like, you know, it's basically a free ride.
So 4 years, and how many kids do you have?
Two kids.
Two boys.
Yes.
What's the downside of that?
I don't know why I don't like talking. But like, we made that decision too. Like, Noah goes to Regis, and I know you're familiar with Regis. You've had friends whose kids go there. It's just different. And Noah is the type of kid who needed just a little more structure than whatever. And I think it's going to pay off. I think for me, I just looked at it like
a great investment.
I can put money now, or I can have a 46-year-old living in my basement.
Huh? Hey, good call.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And I don't think Noah is that. I don't want anybody
invested him now.
Yes.
Okay.
So if someone else is footing the bill,
I was gonna ask you, Slacker. That is huge to have another person.
It's a lot of money, dude,
to pay for everything.
It's not inexpensive. It changed my lifestyle drastically.
But
is it worth it? Of course it is.
Oh, your child's education. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you're 100% on board. We're sending the kids to private school. That's
no,
your side.
No doubt. Yeah. Okay. That's my side.
Well, let's get your lovely bride here, Trish.
Yay.
Why not?
Yeah. What? Why do you hate your kids' education?
Yeah. Why don't you want to do this?
Well, it's partly that I don't think we should send our boys to private school, but mostly it's that this is another example of Preston's parents using their money to control us. Our kids' schooling should be our decision and not theirs.
Oh. Even if they offer something, it's your decision in the end.
It won't be, though. I mean, so for one thing, I went to public schools, and I know everyone says they turned out fine, but I did turn out fine. I had a successful career before I had kids, and now I have boys, so I'm dirty all the time, but yeah, I do have a brain.
Yeah.
But I have never felt like I've been good enough for Preston's family. And I know this is making me feel like that in a very profound way, but more than that, I don't want to be in a position where Preston's parents feel like they get to make all the decisions for us since they're paying for it about our children.
I wasn't thinking like that. I was just thinking like it's a scholarship.
Yeah, it's a free gift.
No, and I get that, but it's not a free gift. They took us on vacation a couple of times, and they called all the shots. We weren't allowed to do anything that wasn't on their itinerary.
I know people. Yes,
it's like we paid for it, right? And we're going on this excursion.
Yes,
and you're getting in the van. Okay.
Right. So I'm worried they're going to want to come to parent-teacher conferences, or what if one of the boys wants to do an elective that they don't want to do, or suddenly they're like, you're doing lacrosse because men do lacrosse, or like, what if one of my kids is gay? Or like, I don't know. There's a lot to contemplate as a parent, and I know, but these are the things that keep you up at night, and I trust Preston. He's my husband. I love him, but It's him and me, not him and me and his parents.
Real quick, let me jump in with the phone number, 303-222-5423. I was convinced we had our first open and shut case before you started talking. It's like, take the free education.
Right. Why wouldn't
But I never thought of there being like an indentured servant sort of side to it. It's like free money's never free.
There's always a cost.
There's something.
And it could be that the grandparents might start taking over the child a little bit. Or
Preston, do you want to retort anything? Do you want to, I don't know why I'm using legal terms right now. Like, is she right about, do you think they'll try to control things if they pay?
I mean, I get what she's saying about the vacations. They are a little overzealous we went on vacation with them before. So, I mean, it's their itinerary. I get that. But I mean, this is the boys and they're our kids. So I don't see them being overbearing with this decision. They just want to help out and get the kids the best decision or the best, you know, like schooling that they can get. Like, and I feel like that maybe we could sit down with our, you know, my parents and talk to them and make sure that they're not going to try to get their meat hooks, you know, and the boys and like try to control this. But I see where Trish is coming from. So,
all right.
Well, and I really appreciate that about you, honey. But just like the fact that we're having to talk in terms of meat hooks really concerns me. And also, I know you haven't watched the Gilmore Girls, but if you had, I think you would understand this better.
Oh,
oh my God. Now we're referencing. Okay. Why don't you guys hang on and we'll let you interact with the jury here in a moment, but just nobody move. I was 100% on Team Preston. And now, like, again, I feel like I have to recuse myself because my son does go to.
Right.
And it is an amazing opportunity. In his case, I think it's probably life changing.
Well, we have a friend of show. Maybe I should not even bring this up.
Well, I know she was in a similar situation, and it was paid by other people.
And the other people could well afford it, and they kind of started taking over parenting a little bit, making decisions for that child. We can provide better than you can for your child, so we're going to go ahead and do that and call the shots.
So it's a slippery slope.
If you
let somebody start to pay for one thing for your kid, they might want
more control, more power, more say.
Or is this just a benevolent?
Right.
Just it's like, oh my God, I want my grandkids to have a great education.
Why are you guys making such a big deal out of this great gift? Just take it.
But the vacation thing gives me a little bit. Just a teensy little, like, hey man, we paid for this, so we're all going to see the Louvre. It's like, I don't want to see it. Yeah, well, you wouldn't be here.
Yes.
You're coming. Preston says, let's take the gift and get our kids a great education. She's like, this feels like another instance of your parents trying to control us.
There it is.
You guys pick a side. 303-222-5423.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We are trying to help out Preston and Trish. Essentially, they've been offered a free education from his parents to a private school.
Yeah, they're wealthy, so they're going to want to give this gift to their grandchild. And Trish is like, no. They've done this before to us. They'll pay for our vacation and then make
control
us feel like
them.
Control them. We're like, we owe them something. And this is going to be big with an education on our child. No way we can go ahead and
accept
this.
Two kids going to private school. I don't want to say numbers, but it is. That's a lot of money.
It's
we're talking
huge gift.
Over $100,000.
Yeah, a lot of people would not turn that down, but Trish is like, we'll lose our parent. They won't consider us a parents anymore.
Yes.
They'll control our kids.
So Preston, Trish, we have a jury being assembled as we speak, so you guys are welcome to jump in with anyone, and we'll try to get you some answers here. Let's start with Josh.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
Preston, I believe his name was.
Yep.
Your children's education matter more than any petty differences you deal with your in-laws. Being controlling on a vacation is totally different than being controlling in school. If you're that concerned about it, you can bring up, like, hey, we'll let you pay, but there are these boundaries that you guys can't cross.
How do you enforce them not crossing that boundary? It's real easy to have a conversation up front with somebody and go, you're welcome to pay, but just don't ever. And it's like, and if I do?
Right. What are you gonna do about it?
You can take away my birthday. I just don't know how you can enforce that.
I mean, if you have a sit down and have a rational conversation, they'll probably see the side of it. But one big problem with, I went in the public school system in the '80s and nineties and I turned out fine. Yeah, the public school system wasn't garbage. I don't know that I feel that same way
because my daughter's in the public school system and crushing it. I think it can be.
You make it.
It's based on who you are and how you.
There it is.
If you're ready for school, then public school system is great.
Right.
Trish, do you think that conversation would be fruitful for you, or how do you think that would go?
I mean, I can see an imagined set of in-laws having a great conversation about boundaries, but I'm sorry, Preston, I know I'm talking about your parents, but not my in-laws, because on that vacation, it's not just that they controlled us. They wanted the kids dressed in matching outfits at dinner at night, and they wanted them to stay later than they actually could so that then they got at the table because they had to stay with the family, but they needed to be in bed. And so they behaved very poorly, the kids. And there were just expectations that weren't realistic. And that's part of why I'm concerned. So we could have it, but you can tell a bull not to charge you, but ultimately a bull's going to do what a bull's going to do.
All right,
I grew up on a farm.
I understand. Let's keep going here. Melissa?
Yay!
Whose side are you on?
I am on Preston's side. Oh. I just went through the same situation a year ago with my daughter, and I was really against her going to a private school. We have one of the top 50 public schools where we live, and I did not understand why my parents wanted to throw their money away. I finally came to terms with that is their money and they get to do what they want with it. And I also had to take control of that is my daughter and I get to make those decisions.
Ooh.
Just because they're using their money doesn't mean they get to make the decisions. But I had to have the courage to stand up and be like, yo, your money doesn't mean anything. This is my daughter and I get to decide what's best.
Okay.
Can I ask how you got them to agree? I mean, sorry, your mom, your parent?
So I don't even think it's as much of agreeing as it is just standing up for what I want and letting accepting whatever consequences comes from that, right? They don't have to agree with me, but it's putting them in their place. you've made a decision to use your money for this, and I appreciate it. And, like, you don't get to have my kid every weekend because you pay for her schooling.
Oof. That's where it gets slippery. Thank you for the call, Melissa.
Yep.
We appreciate it. Let's get a couple more in here. Danielle.
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I am on her side.
Why?
I grew up in a family business. My husband works for my family and have siblings. I don't know if he has siblings, but it's just a slippery slope of freebies and what's fair and what's not fair. And I pride myself and my kids and my husband and me on growing a successful life and a pride life. And I'm proud of the life I've created. And I don't want anybody to give me a freebie.
Wow.
Thank you. That's how I feel.
Thank you for the call. We're going to lightning through a couple more here and tell you the verdict. Diane?
Yai.
Yai. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Why?
I think it's more of a control issue than it is an education issue. I'm a former teacher. I've taught in public school and private school.
Okay.
And there's definitely perks and you know, bad things on both sides.
For sure.
But why not take the same amount of money and start a college fund? That way the parents can decide where their kids are going to go to school up until then, and then they have a lot of choices for college.
Huh.
Would they be open to, or they're probably going to pay for the college as well, Preston, right?
I assume probably, yeah.
That's a sweet deal.
It wouldn't shock me.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Diane. It is tied up at 2 apiece, so let's figure out who wins here. Chad?
Yeah, gentlemen.
Yeah, hi.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Preston's side with conditions.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Sounds to me like they've already picked the school that they're going to be attending. But what I'd like to see from their grandparents is you write the check, we run the show. Okay? Because if they've picked the school already, what's to say the grandparents say, we don't like that school. He has to move schools.
Wow.
Are they going to ask for report cards when they come out because they want to see the return on the investment?
Wow.
There's a lot of control factor that could go on with this. And so what I would simply do, if before anything is agreed upon, have a sit down and say, you guys write us a check every single month. I will show you the receipt for the tuition. But outside of that, you
That's
guys
it.
Are out of it.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
That's kind of a win on both sides, to be totally honest.
I can work with that.
Preston?
Can you come to our family meeting?
Did you want to reach it?
Yes. We're going to bring that. Preston, did you say you would agree to that as well? You write the check.
I would agree to it, but he'd have to be there to negotiate the terms.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.